This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation would like you to know that highways are officially frozen statewide, and the frozen road law will be in effect beginning today. The frozen road law allows vehicles hauling abrasives or salt for highway winter maintenance and certain forest products to carry more weight. The seasonal weight restriction program is one way to protect Wisconsin's investments in roads. You can find more info at wisconsindot.gov. Saturday, February 28th, beginning at 3 p.m., John's 3 Mile Corner Bar and Grill is hosting a party for John's birthday and his last day in business as the bar has been sold. There's going to be cheap drinks, making the last of what food they have, and raffling stuff off. They also mentioned that you can bring a dish to pass if you would like. And once again, this is taking place Saturday, February 28th. At 3 p.m. over at John's 3 Mile Corner Bar and Grill over in Phillips. The Wisconsin DNR is asking for the locations of black bear dens to help with their ongoing study about black bear reproduction. Here's Maddie Schaefer with more.
The research team is accepting any den reports, but is specifically looking for dens in bear management zones C, E, and F, which covers central and southern Wisconsin. Bear cubs are typically born in late January and early February, and this time of year is often when people discover dens, because they can hear cubs squeaking, grunting, or humming while nursing inside. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey will generate new estimates of black bear reproductive rates within each of the state's bear management zones, and the estimates will improve the accuracy of the population models in each zone. The project was started in 2021 and is now going into its fifth year. The purpose of the project is to place GPS collars on sows, or female bears, and track them over the years. The data will let researchers understand litter frequency and cub survival rates. DNR research scientist Aaron Morrison says public assistance is essential to increasing their sample size. Morrison adds that if someone reports a den that includes a sow, they are invited to come out to the survey.
We're very appreciative of the public and their involvement in this project. It wouldn't be a success without them. And so we like to be able to invite them out on those surveys as a way to kind of show them a part of the research that they're involved in.
Morrison says that individuals reporting dens should keep track of the GPS coordinate, take photos of the den, and give a description of the site and surrounding area, and make note of any bear activity. To report the activity, visit the DNR's Black Bear Den submission form.
When driving in the winter, it's important to remember these tips. Stay updated on the weather, check your tires and pressure, clear snow and ice from all sides of your car and the roof and hood, keep fuel at least half full, carry an emergency kit with an ice scraper, blankets, jumper cables, and other necessities, and drive with care, especially on snowy or wet roads. Remember, the road you trust in the summer may not be as safe in the winter. You can find more tips at nhtsa.gov. Saturday, February 21st, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., there's a spaghetti fundraiser supporting the VFW over at the VFW post in Mercer. Dinner prices are adults $15, children $8, and tickets can be bought in advance or at the door. There's going to be 50-50 raffles, basket raffles, beer, wine, soda, and water available. Come out and enjoy a great meal and support our veterans. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, February 21st from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. over at the VFW post in Mercer. A northern Wisconsin tribe is addressing growing concerns over immigration enforcement and tribal sovereignty. Maddie Schaefer reports.
The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa held a community forum Monday night after recent reports of immigration and customs enforcement activity on the reservation. According to the Wisconsin Examiner, tribal leaders have raised alarms after reports that Native Americans were picked up or questioned by ICE during enforcement operations in the Twin Cities. Tribal chairwoman Liz Arbuckle spoke about the stress the community is facing.
It's unnerving. We've seen Native people picked up in Minneapolis. We've heard those stories. We've seen those stories. So we are unnerved. So a little extra preparedness, thoughtfulness, kindness, it won't go amiss. That's for sure.
Leaders urged members to carry tribal enrollment ID along with a photo ID. Arbuckle says that tribal IDs are free for enrolled Bad River members and can be updated if needed. Other tribes may also offer similar services. They also highlighted statewide resources such as the Native American Rights Fund, the ACLU of Wisconsin, and Legal Action Wisconsin, which can help tribal members understand their rights and create personal safety plans. State Representative Angela Stroud of the 73rd Assembly District spoke about ICE activity across the region.
You know, it's targeting urban areas, but it's not limited to urban areas. Rural areas are also being affected. And so it's not that we know they're going to come, but we need to be prepared because it's happening throughout our region, even if it's focused on Minnesota right now.
Several tribes, including Bad River, Lacouturay, Oneida, and Ho-Chunk, are notifying members that agents cannot enter a home without a judicially signed warrant. Wisconsin tribes are issuing guidance on documenting encounters, accessing legal help, and creating personal safety plans.
I'm Austin Bermain, and these have been your local news highlights on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Bucks have a new player. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks did not trade Giannis, but they did add one new player in a three-way trade. He's Usman Jang, a 6'9" forward who grew up in France, spent the last four seasons with the Thunder. The Bucks at home tonight against the Indiana Pacers. NFL, the Super Bowl is Sunday at 5:30 on NBC. Patriots quarterback Drake May injured his right shoulder in the AFC Championship, had an illness last weekend.
You know, like I said, I'm not trying to lie to you guys. I'm saying I'm feeling great. You know, I'm feeling great and looking forward to get out there, out here today, another week, another day of practice. Got one tomorrow and, feeling pretty good.
Seattle is back again at the Super Bowl. I spoke to Jerron Reed, who played for the Packers 3 years ago and is excited to be back with the Seahawks.
Yeah, I think it'll be amazing, man. I think we deserve that. Our fans deserve that. Seattle deserves that for us to be able to bring the trophy back home.
At Seahawks defensive tackle Jerron Reed from Super Bowl 60 with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be windy and a lot colder today, so bundle up. A few flurries this morning. The sun will come out this afternoon, but temperatures will fall from the 20s this morning into the upper single digits to low teens by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 7 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.